May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 765. And does thy heart for Jesus pine, and make its secret moan? He understands the sigh divine, and marks a secret groan. 765.
Together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, from Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 1, and we'll read the first 9 verses, and then also from Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4. First reading from the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. The first 9 verses. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labour therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May the Lord bless those two portions of his word of truth to us, help us to seek him at the throne of grace. O Lord, once more, thou hast preserved, kept us, watched over us in the intervening period, so that we are enabled again to come to the means of grace upon this evening's sacrifice and worship at thy feet. We do pray, Lord, that thou would be pleased to put into our poor souls a hungering and a thirsting for thyself. And, O Lord, if thou wilt be pleased to do that, then, O Lord, it will be a hungering and thirsting for thyself. And, Lord, that is what we want. We want to draw near to thee, Lord. We want to feel near to thee and feel after thee. And we want to know, Lord, our portion with thee here below, that we are thine, that thou art ours in ties of blood. We want to feel the union, fellowship and relationship that subsists between thyself and thy people, Lord, those whom thou hast recovered from the ruin of the fall, those, Lord, whom thou didst seek out and find, and those, Lord, whom thou were pleased to show mercy to sinners. And, O Lord, we pray and thank thee, that mercy should come to any one of us is our mercy. And we pray, Lord, that we might be helped, Lord, to serve thee this evening hour and be pleased to come and speak to each of our souls all the words of this life. The precious Christ in the gospel, all that he is to poor, needy sinners, and, Lord, the blessedness of all our needs are all found in Jesus. And, O Lord, we do pray that we may venture to thee and upon thee for all that we need here below, and be pleased, Lord, to come and to each one of us and show thyself in the blessedness of thy person, and particularly, Lord, the friend of sinners here below. And, O Lord, we do pray, as we journey forth, meet with us in the way, confirm our poor souls, O Lord, that we are indeed in the narrow way that leadeth unto life. And we seek these confirmations, Lord, because of our own weakness and our own failings and shortcomings, our wayward hearts, Lord, and much that we confess in respect of carnality and wandering sheep here below. O Lord, we do not speak these things, Lord, without knowing the experience of them. But, Lord, we cannot keep our poor minds, thou knowest. But be pleased to appear, Lord, for each one of us. Restore us, Lord. Heal our backslidings. Love us freely, Lord. We pray thee as we journey forth here below, and keep us from ourselves, and be pleased to come and to reign over us, a God supreme. And be with us, Lord, in every part and aspect of our lives, and help us to live our lives, lives of faith upon thee, life of a life, Lord, of serving thee, and a life inquiring after thee. And, Lord, that we might be those, Lord, that shall, in our seeking, know what it is to find those times and seasons of peace and rest in our souls, as we come, Lord, and lean upon thy bosom, if it will be thy will. O Lord, we do pray, come to us, undertake for us, and lead us forth in that right way, Lord, even unto a city of habitation. And, Lord, we do pray Be with us in each and every step of the way. Keep us close unto thee, Lord, and be that constant companion and friend of sinners, we pray thee, and be pleased to hold us, Lord, through the covenant, that covenant, Lord, made for sinners in the person of Jesus, an everlasting covenant, a covenant of thy grace, something, Lord, that we can look to, and something, Lord, that we can hold on to. So it was with thy servant David. Come forth to the end of his days, though my heart be not so with God, yet hath he made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And, Lord, ordered in all things and sure by a precious Christ, even David's greater son. O Lord, we do pray and thank thee that thou dost support and strengthen us betimes, and our failings and shortcomings lift us up, Lord. Renew our faith and draw near to us, Lord, in the times of our need. We pray thee. And we thank thee, Lord, then for the gospel preached this day. We do pray that there may be some word for each one of us, Lord. A word in season, a word, Lord, a further token perhaps, Lord, that thou wilt confirm, Lord, that we are journeying forth, and thou hast promised, Lord, to gather in all thine elect, and thou wilt, Lord. And, Lord, we do pray, oh, that it may be, Lord, of that deepest interest to our souls, that we might, Lord, be following thee, seeking, Lord, that thou wilt appear, Lord, in that set time, to favour Zion, to change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. O Lord, we do pray that we may know the mercy, that glorious change wrought within, not only grace can do, and that we might, Lord, be helped and enabled to know thee as our God, our Saviour, and our friend. Do, Lord, keep us each, watch over us for good, draw near to us in all our needs, and help us, Lord, to walk before thee in faith and love, and to follow thee, Lord, to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to follow thee, Lord. And, Lord, be our stay, Lord. Help us to wait upon thee for all things, and to entrust our all into thine ever-merciful hands. Teach us all thy will, Lord, and let thy will be done. O Lord, we do pray that we shall not strive against thee. It may not be an easy and a comfortable path, Lord. Thou knowest, Lord, these things are so with thy people. Lord, an afflictive and a trying path. And, Lord, it is thy path. But, Lord, if it will bring our poor souls to thee, to wait upon thee, if it will bring us, Lord, to see that thou art all our trust and all our confidence, and that thou art the rock to lean upon, then, O Lord, we art able to go forward, Lord, though it may be a path of affliction, and yet comforted in our souls, that thou knowest all about us, that it is thy way. And Lord, it may be, Lord, to remove all the dross from us, Lord, that we might come forth as gold. O Lord, we do pray that we may be helped to continue in thy name and to follow thee, Lord, in all thy will here below. But Lord, as we journey forth, we do pray we may have to ask thee, Lord, thy will and thy purposes concerning us. For, O Lord, we do not seek, Lord, to follow the dictates of our own hearts, but to know thy will, Lord. For thou hast said in thy word, I will guide thee continually. I will guide them continually. And Lord, we do pray that that may be our mercy, to guide us all our journey through. And Lord, though it was a long path, Lord, for the children of Israel to come to the promised land, and yet, Lord, it was the right way. The cloud by day and the fire by night, which may typify the Lord Jesus, the shepherd going before the sheep, leading them and guiding them. O Lord, we do pray that we may be helped to follow thee in that path that thou hast ordained for us, and that we might seek grace and faith and thy fear in our hearts to help us to continue in that path. And so, Lord, thou didst humble the children of Israel to see what was in their hearts. O Lord, we do pray that we may come forth as gold. We pray thee. O Lord, we are poor and weak things in and of ourselves, but our hope is in thee. Do, Lord, then be with us each, Lord, in our homes, in our families. Be that present help to each one of us in the time of need and trouble. Be that one to be pleased to hear our prayers and our petitions, and those things that we commit to thee day by day, where we wait upon thee, Lord. May we know the throne of grace. Thou hast said, Lord, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we do pray, Lord, that we may follow thy example, often going up into the mountains through the night watches and praying unto the Father. And Lord, we do believe that thy prayers may be somewhat typical of the 17th chapter of John, regarding salvation, regarding the church, and regarding that work that thou didst come to do. What a mercy, Lord, to be found included in thy prayers, Lord. Father, I will. Oh, we do pray, Lord, and thank thee, for that thou art indeed that one, so near to thy people, and thine eye is ever upon them. And Lord, thy prayer to, in respect of them, will be answered in the affirmative. And we thank thee, Lord. It is thou that hast kept us and preserved us thus far. But there are so many gracious promises that are laid off for them that love thee, and which thou hast promised. And we do pray, Lord, that our faith may embrace them. Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they might behold my glory. O Lord, we do pray, let this be our hope, our expectation. For thou art, Lord, our forerunner, and hath for us entered. And O Lord, may this be an anchor of hope to our souls, that we shall follow thee ultimately, and forever be with thee. Be pleased to watch over thy people here as they gather together week by week in thy name. Draw near to the services, Lord, and be present with them. Pour the anointing of thy Spirit upon each soul. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to gather thy people to thyself, that the effectual work of grace, Lord, may be realized again in this place of worship. And Lord, we do pray that we may see the fruits again of thy sufferings and death at Calvary in the souls of poor sinners here, we pray thee. O Lord, we would thank thee, Lord, that thou art gathering in, Lord, this day, those, Lord, whom thou wilt be pleased to change and to renew and to bring and translate into thine heavenly kingdom from the broad way of destruction. O Lord, this is grace. And we pray, Lord, that we may see it again. O Lord, do be pleased to work then in the hearts and lives of each that worship here, the aged, the young. We pray thee, and that not one shall be left outside of the secret of thy dying love at Calvary. Be pleased then to appear, and pray, Lord, be with us as we seek to remember thee at the close of this service, what thou hast done and wrought for sinners. And Lord, when we consider it, yea, we were the ungodly in the world, but mercy came. Oh, we do pray, Lord, help us then to give remembrance to thy name, the wonders of thy grace to sinners, and that precious blood that did atone for all our sins and iniquities. Oh, Lord, we do pray. And we pray now, Lord, thou wilt appear again in the midst of us. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Give hearing ears for thy people here, and be pleased to reveal thyself through the word, Lord, to each soul, and that each soul may receive some gracious portion at thy hand, that they can say that they've been with Jesus. Lord, we ask these mercies, seeking the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins, and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. 762.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention once more to the words that we held this morning in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, reading verses 20 and 22 and 23. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, reading from verses 22 and 23. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. During the week, I woke up early, and this wonderful word of the faithfulness of the Lord came upon my spirit. And I reflected, thought back over many experiences, many times in my experiences and my way and path, and I saw that the Lord had been faithful in every part and aspect of my life. I saw that he was faithful. I think that is what led me to the words of this text today. And it includes a drawing near to the Lord with a true and a sincere heart, because he has been faithful to us. He has been faithful to his people. Could any one of us ever say that he'd let us down, even forsaken us or forgotten us? Not so, dear friends. Faithful and true. And he is faithful and true in all his promises. All the promises of God. Oh, yea, and in him, amen, to the glory of God by us. The Hebrew Christians then, they were in trouble. Persecuted. Afflicted, almost ready, as it were, to give up. But Paul has brought before them so many wonderful truths that the Lord Jesus came to do. How that he fulfilled everything in the Old Testament ceremonial law and ordinances. Everything that associated itself with the worship of God and the salvation of his people. Jesus was set forth in those Old Testament ordinances. And all that the prophets spake of him, Jesus came, fulfilled all. And he made a good profession. The Lord Jesus made a good profession. This is according to the word of Paul writing to Timothy. And that he says, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, or a good profession. And it was that work that he came to do. He showed to himself, he showed to everyone clearly, and demonstrated in a very real and practical way through his miracles, his preaching, the changes that were divinely wrought in the souls of sinners, a faithful witness. And he bore testimony to the truth, who he was. Not only what he had done, but also he spoke of that work which he was come to do, and the will of his heavenly Father. And before Pontius Pilate, he is that one, dear friends, that spoke so very clearly that as he was spoken of to be that king that should be raised up upon the hill of Zion, Jesus, yes, that was his work. That was the work that he came to do, to fulfill that glorious office, to sit as king over his kingdom, promised to David. And he faithfully came to do that work. And he is indeed today King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And is he our King? And is he our Lord? You see, this is the faithful witness. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith then, without wavering. Jesus came and fulfilled all. And he fulfilled the work of redemption at Calvary's tree on the part of all whom his heavenly Father gave him. His heavenly Father's will and the salvation of sinners. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And their faith, it was ready, they were ready to turn away, dear friends, very, very sadly. And we can see Satan in this, dear friends. But let us hold fast what he has done and wrought for us. Let us hold fast to that, dear friends. And let us hold fast to doctrine and to truth, to the scriptures, to all that Jesus is and to all that Jesus has done and for all that Jesus has prepared for us. Let us hold fast by faith. Let us embrace all that he has done and wrought for us through the cross. The truth of the gospel in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the doctrines of free grace, they're so important to us today, dear friends, to lay hold upon them. But let us not be ashamed of them, dear friends. Let us be open to all others of what we truly and really believe in and what Jesus has done for us. I've had some to my door, and this word election, dear friends, it's just means nothing. They were amazed, some of them, when I informed them that Judas Iscariot was not saved. What? What? You mean he couldn't be saved? The word doesn't inform us that he was saved, dear friends. And I said, there's an election through grace. They believe that all can be saved, you see. Very solemn what we have in supposedly religion today. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Let us be doctrinally sound, dear friends, as the scriptures inform us. God, he is one, dear friends, is free love and choice of some from lost mankind, dear friends. It's his own free will and purpose, his sovereign will and purpose, that you save some. Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. And friends, look at the truth of it. It is true. But when these things are spoken of, utter a little prayer, dear friends. Lord, that I might be a Jacob. You see, election, his choice of some. And what a mercy it is that the Lord should come to any one of us, you see. But election, his choice of some. And it's in his love. Choice and love and election are all bound up in love. His love to some. And then that love and that choice in Jesus and the work that he should come to do and to accomplish, his incarnation into this world. And then, dear friends, the work that he should come to do, the laying down of his life, the shedding of his precious blood. Much religion today, dear friends, do not apply themselves to this most blessed and glorious truth of being thoroughly washed through the precious blood of Jesus, because it's through that healing, cleansing balm that we know our sins are pardoned. Dear friends, let us lay hold of these doctrinal truths, the doctrine of the cross, most precious, and the testimony of it in our poor souls, the doing and the dying, the dear Lord Jesus, a testimony in our poor souls, to bear it with us. And you know, it's the only comfort of our souls, isn't it? Lord Jesus, the testimony and witness confirmed in us is the wonderful truth. And then we have this wonderful truth that through Jesus and through his precious shed blood, this glorious work and the merits of his life and the merits of his death and the merits of his resurrection from the dead, a glorious truth, his resurrection from the dead. Let us embrace that, dear friends, because it typifies not only the glorious change wrought in our souls of being gathered to him, delivered from darkness to light, from sin to salvation, from Satan unto God. That is typical of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that new life of grace in the soul. And then, dear friends, we shall come to the end of our days and we will be placed in the earth, dear friends. But Jesus rose again. Oh, it's such a wonderful doctrine, a doctrine to lay hold of. You see, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Isn't this the only encouragement we have, really and truly, that we're following our Lord and Master? And, dear friends, the way that we're going to pass, Jesus first passed, dear friends, that it should be the comfort of our souls. Yes, there may be fears and tremblings in our hearts, but Jesus has been this way before, you see, is the truth. And then in that day when we shall all rise, dear friends, and be judged, but oh, to be judged, dear friends, by a Redeemer. Isn't that the truth? How shall we stand in that day? Why? It's through a righteousness that Jesus wrought for us. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Oh, they will stand unblameable and unrebukable in that day. Wonderful truth. And dear friends, these are truths to lay hold upon. Let us not waver from them. Dither, embrace them. Hold to them. You see, these Hebrew Christians, all these things have passed from them. You see, and Paul is bringing them into wondrous remembrance again of what Jesus truly came to do for sinners. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And as we journey forth here below, and before all men in the world, dear friends, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Let us not be ashamed of Jesus. Let us not be ashamed to speak of his name, the wonders of his grace. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And then there is another wonderful truth in respect of this word. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Jesus said to his disciples, and they walked with him, and many opposed the Lord Jesus, and yes, they spake against the disciples also, but Jesus said, ye are they that have continued with me in my temptation. Dear friends, whatever troubles and trials like these Hebrew Christians pass through, dear, let us still hold the profession of our faith without wavering, dear friends, because Jesus is our all and in all, and we have only got him to bring us through our course. No one else, dear friends. Yes, we shall need to be waiting upon him at all times. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. May the Lord help us to continue, because I just want to come to the following words. For he is faithful that promised. And I just felt it during the week that he'd been so faithful in respect of all of my life. I thought of his faithfulness, and I thought of his faithfulness to me. And, you know, the church were given into the hands of Christ before time began. And just I've just read that in the 1st of Corinthians chapter 1. And it's a wonderful truth in verse 9 where we closed the reading. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Do we ever sometimes go back to that very time when we came into that real, true union and fellowship with the Lord, when he called us? That effectual calling by grace, that change that he wrought in us, however long it may have taken, but he called us by effectual, purposeful grace. And it was a calling, dear friends, from our sins and iniquities, a calling from this world, a calling from Satan, and a calling from our own selves, what we were by nature, a calling from our own head knowledge, and what we thought religion was, a calling by his grace to see his dearly beloved Son, to be our Saviour and Redeemer at Calvary, a calling to see that precious blood that did atone for all our sins and iniquities, a calling to know the sweetness and blessedness of our peace and pardon through his blood, a calling to that glorious love that he showed to us when he was when we were brought to see, dear friends, our mercy that we've found, a calling, dear friends, to see that glorious person in our room and place. Dear friends, and he was faithful in that calling, wasn't he? Because God the Father gave his people into the hands of Jesus before time began. And Jesus was faithful. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Faithful in the calling, that not one shall be left out. Not one, dear friend, shall miss their place in heaven and glory. Faithful, dear friends, faithful to his word. And when we began to seek, dear friends, it was faithful. Have you found that to be true? Are we seeking the Lord? There is a word that is precious in respect of this, and it's in Ezekiel 37. And it is a precious, faithful word, and it regards, beg your pardon, 34 it must be, and it regards the shepherd, the Lord Jesus. And he says a wonderful truth: as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. Oh, he was faithful, wasn't he? He sought us out, dear friends. Came just where we were, in all our sins, in the gutter of this world. But he came and sought us out, dear friends. He came to find us. It was through the gospel, dear friends. That was the change. That was where he came with power. And the Spirit of the Lord, always knoweth the mind of Father and then of Son. Because it's the Spirit, dear friends, that will come. And the Spirit will reveal and manifest, dear friends, our sins and iniquities. Yes, open up to us, dear friends, all the awfulness of our state and condition by nature. It's the Spirit, I think I mentioned it last week, that will convince and convict of sin. You see, the Spirit, and the Spirit always knoweth the will of God. See, and the ministry of the Spirit, it is a real person, dear friends, in the Godhead of persons, a real person, dear friends. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let faith embrace it, dear friends. May at times be such a mystery to us, but, dear friends, it's true. But then, if we've got seekers here, there's a little hope here, isn't there? A little hope. If we've got a seeking spirit, if we want to know Jesus to be our Saviour and Redeemer, there's a little hope here, dear friends, in this word. He will seek out his sheep that are scattered. He will find them out. And he will gather them in. And it will be through the gospel, you see, is the wonderful truth. Oh, he is faithful that promised. Do pray, dear friends, that truth may come of a discovery to each of our souls. He is faithful. And dear friends, as we mentioned prayer this morning, if you're on praying ground, we have something else here. He is a faithful high priest, dear friends. Oh dear, go to him. Plead thy cause with him. He'll plead thy cause in heaven's high court above. You see. And show to him. Open up to him. He knows and sees, but show to him all thy awful and mass sins. Show to him. And he has promised, dear friends, that whosoever will come unto him, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He's promised it. He's faithful. He's faithful. Is the mercy. And so here, something here, dear friends, for thy poor soul. When the Spirit of the Lord showed to me my sins, it was only Jesus. Only Jesus. Jesus in my prayers. Jesus in my seeking. Jesus in the Word. The Word. Jesus in the means of grace. Jesus. Why? Why Jesus? For he shall save his people from their sins. It's his name, isn't it? It's the work that he came to do. None but Jesus. And then he's faithful, dear friends, in his promises to his people. Those whom he will be pleased to gather, he will also keep and preserve and make gracious promises towards them. And I thought, many years that the Lord has kept a faithful promise that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And dear friends, we've passed through sicknesses, diseases, illnesses, one sort and another. But Jesus is faithful. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Yes, if dear friends, we fall into sickness, he has been pleased to recover. And dear friends, if we've fallen into sin, he has been pleased to recover. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. We may see it naturally and spiritually. But you see, he's given to us strength for the day. And many days, some of us, our strength will weaken. We will become more frail. There's no doubt about that. But you see, it's still the promise that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And dear friends, that will be to our dying day. Do you know that? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Until the Lord take us to himself. And so, dear friends, I thought, the Lord has been so faithful. And he put me into the ministry. And I've seen him to be so faithful in respect of that. And I feared and trembled when he gave me the word that I should go and prophesy amongst his people. I cannot tell you how I feared and trembled at that word. But he has been faithful. He has been true. He gave me a word. My spirit which is upon thee, and my word which I have put into thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth. He is faithful that promised. Almost 20 years now, preaching his gospel. I know that many ministers have been preaching much, much longer. But dear friends, I'm vouching for the faithfulness of the Lord. When he says that he will do a thing, he will do it and he will keep it. And he has enabled me to preach his word for 20 years. My spirit which is upon thee, my word which I have put into thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth. And that word, virtually, every time I come into his pulpit, I take that promise to him. I plead it. And he is faithful that promised. I'm not saying that I've always been at liberty in preaching. Many things, many reasons, not always feel the same. But he has given me his word. And he is faithful. And he will never let any of his people down. And then another faithfulness of the Lord is in this: but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Haven't we found this to be so faithful and true? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. You see, those whom he will take to himself, he will provide for them that they should have need of nothing. And is it true in respect of our experiences here below? Has he supplied all our needs? And I can see, dear friends, where the Lord has come to us, where he has supplied our needs, and where in his providence, dear friends, he has shown himself towards us. Some things that we thought and saw to be impossible, he brought to pass in providential things. But he will supply all our needs, that we should want for nothing, and that we should be content with such things that we have. And he is faithful, who hath promised, that hath promised. Have we ever been without? Jesus asked his disciples, lacked ye anything? Nothing. Lacked nothing. Have you lacked anything, dear friends? No. If the Lord has been pleased to deny us anything, it has only been good for us that is denied. And may we rest in his will. And so the Lord, he will supply all our needs. And then he's faithful again, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Dear friends, he will never shrink away from caring for his poor sheep here below. But we can cast all our care upon him, maybe through the throne of grace that we spoke of this morning. Come to him with everything. Everything. Lay everything before him that is so needful to us here below. And wait upon him. This is our mercy today. For he is faithful that promised. And he is also faithful in this wonderful truth. What we want to know and what we want to feel is the presence of the Lord with us. Certainly, I will be with thee. Oh, has that word been spoken into our poor souls? Certainly, I will be with thee. It was a precious word for Moses. It was a great task that was before him. And he was a poor man, dear friends. But he was going forth to the will of the Lord and to take the children of Israel through that wilderness. To go before a king, Pharaoh. Certainly, I will be with thee. This, dear friends, will enable us to go through all our conquests here below. It will enable us to go forth in his name. Certainly, I will be with thee. He spoke the same word, similar to Jacob. I will be with thee and keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And Jacob proved the faithfulness of the Lord. He never left him, never turned away from him. He ruled and overruled in everything concerning him. And dear friends, he came into great troubles all his journey through. But dear friends, the Lord was with him. And the Lord will be with all of his people. It will never leave them nor forsake them. Just read the first part of Psalm 139. See how near Jesus is to his people. See how he knows everything about them. Dear friends, we cannot be in any place but what the Lord knows where we are and sees us and beholds us. He's everywhere present. And it's our mercy that is the truth. He's faithful. What a mercy it is then, dear friends. He is faithful that promised. And he has given us deliverances. What is our greatest enemy, dear friends? It's self and sin, isn't it? Self and sin. I find it to be so. It's one of my chief complaints, my sins and mine iniquities. And they're those sins and iniquities, dear friends, daily confessions, daily repentings. It's that bad heart, dear friends, that I still have. And it still gets me into trouble. It still stirs up all the evil and wretchedness of the old nature. And I have to take it to Jesus. And I mourn and sorrow with a godly sorrow before him. And you know what, dear friends? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Where should we be, dear friends, if that wasn't the case? Where should we be? A newborn soul hates sin, but it still lurks within us, dear friends. And our mercy is that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. Is the wonderful truth. He is faithful that promised. We have much to thank the Lord for then, in respect of him being faithful to his people. And it is he, dear friends, that is faithful. I just thought of that word in Psalm 89. And it is a wonderful word. And it belongs to the Lord's dear people as they will come together and worship at his feet. It says, "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints, thy faithfulness." Dear friends, have you asked him? Come into the means of grace. What have you asked him? In your prayers, can we affirm this truth here, that he is of his faithfulness in the congregation of the saints? As they come together, his faithfulness. He promises to be present, doesn't he? The twos and the threes that gather together, and we may think, well, there's much more than twos and threes here, dear friends. When we think of the remnant of grace and the fewness of the Lord's dear people, really we are but a few. Against the masses of the populace, we're just a few, a remnant through grace. But it's these that he comes to, it's he, these that he will honour with his presence, it's these that he will come to. And what does he see? What is it? It's their souls, the hungering and the thirsting, the need, dear friends. He didn't deny Mary the opportunity that arose. No. And has the Lord come to us? Has he spoken some word in season to our souls? Has he given us some token of his special love and his mercy? Has he shown to us, dear friends, some gracious promise in his word? Has there been anything for our souls to lay hold upon? If that is the truth, dear friends, then it's a token, it's a word, and a promise of eternal life. Because Peter said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life." And dear friends, doesn't he show to us further tokens, revelations of his love and his mercy to us in the congregation of saints? Isn't it here where our souls have fallen into a wondrous blessing of peace and rest under the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because Jesus comes to speak to us through his word, and there is no other rest for the soul of a poor sinner. Is it here that Jesus has met our needs as we have come to his feet? Well, he's faithful. And dear friends, he may not come instantly. We will have to wait upon him. But the promise will come, dear friends. The blessing will come. If we're true seekers and seek him in sincerity and in truth, the promise will come. He will not deny a poor seeking soul. No. Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. He speaks to us then through the gospel. And then his faithfulness is towards his people, because it's these that he owns, and it's these, dear friends, that he is pleased to come and encourage further as they journey forth here below. And he has promised to be with them. He has promised, dear friends, that the glorious, rich blessings of his gospel will flow forth into their souls. He's pleased to bring us, dear friends, into his banqueting house, our first hymn this morning, banqueting house, as it were. And his banner over us, his love, is the truth. So what a mercy it is. Has he ever spoken, dear friends, into thy poor soul the wondrous truth of God's everlasting love? It's in the wonderful word that where the Lord is pleased to dwell in the midst of his people and to richly bless them. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Have we come here to further discoveries of God's everlasting love to our souls, those rich streams of living waters? Have we been blessed, dear friend, with those everlasting mercies? They endure forever for his dear people. Their mercies in the Lord Jesus Christ, for all God's love and all his attributes are all revealed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the rich streams of a full and free salvation for sinners in Jesus and his gospel, his sufferings and his death. Oh, dear friends, the soul cannot be any richer than this, to have Jesus in possession and what he came to do for sinners. And then there are the promises, and he is faithful to them. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you." What a rich stream of this is for the soul, dear friends. to enrich our souls, rich streams of living waters, that there is an inheritance for the Lord's dear people that awaiteth for them, ready to occupy, dear friends, ready to enter in. It's made ready. Jesus says it. I go to prepare it for you. He goes to prepare it for his people, dear friends. And it's for sinners. Is the mercy, isn't it? For sinners. And what a mercy it is to be one of these here, to be enriched in our souls, and to be shown that we have an inheritance. And, dear friends, it isn't anything earthly. No, it's heavenly, incorrupt and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. It's to be with Jesus and to be in glory with him. And it's reserved and it awaits for us. And I know that there may be a trembling in our souls in respect of those last two enemies before us. There's no doubt about it. But my only hope is in Jesus to bring me through. He's bearing me up and carrying me now, and he's bearing up all of his people. The eternal God is thy refuge underneath of the everlasting arms. Always remain there. He has borne us up, he has carried us and brought us thus far. And he will bring us to the end. He will bring us over the waters of Jordan, safe and secure in his everlasting arms. Oh, may the Lord remove from us all doubts and fears and tremblings in respect of that. Just to have a thought of Jesus, that there's going to be a day when we shall see him, this wondrous man that came in a personal way to each one of his people to deliver them, save them and redeem them, and to bring them to himself, and to present them before God the Father. And, dear friends, to have a place with him reserved, and we shall see him. That man that holds all those wounds and those bruises. Dear friends, it will make amends for all of our troubles and trials here below, to come to the end. And it's in his love. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end, is the mercy. And he will. He is faithful, that promised. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £747.11, and on Monday for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund to £1,340.66, both of which we're truly thankful for. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening, and Mr. Timothy Barker is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, as Mr. Field is not well. And Mr. Jabez Rutt, next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. 329.
pleased to bless thy word to us this day, we pray thee, to the glory of thy great and holy name. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety, and be with us as we commence to go forth to this week in every step of the way. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit rest and abide upon each one of us now and forever. Amen.